Roanoke Chief Tim Jones wouldn't give his support to a needle exchange because he felt it encouraged illegal activity. But after finally meeting in person with health officials earlier this month, the group came to an agreement.
Actually, we weren't that far apart. They understood kind of where I was as the position of the chief of police, trying to ensure there were established parameters for the safety of the participant and the safety of the community at large.
State lawmakers gave the green light for needle exchanges 2 years ago, but stipulated that local law enforcement had to get on board. Now, with the chief's support, Roanoke's drop-in center can finalize its application to the state. Program director Colin Dwyer is relieved.
We knew that there was a tool out there available to kind of better help the risk populations that we work with every day. You know, it was within reach, but we weren't able to get to.
Studies show that providing clean needles prevents the spread of hepatitis and can help connect those with addiction disorders to medical support. The exchange in Roanoke will join the ones in Wise and Smith counties, as well as one in Richmond. I'm Mallory Nopain.